Good evening. Good evening. So, when I was thinking about the message to share, I thought about a visit that I did 2 years ago, a local visit in Randfontein called the Dump Yard. So, if you've ever been to the Randfontein dumping site, it's about a two-kilometer drive from the main road. And to my surprise, that as you get towards the dump site, there's people that live there. And these are people that live way below the bread line. It's so bad that amongst them, there's pigs that live with them, real pigs. And something caught my eye. They would sit and dig in the dirt, looking for food, just like the pigs. I was very heartsore when I saw this. You know, I thought to myself, well, how can we help? But there was something different about this. Yes, they would run up to your car to get food or get money or see what rubbish they could collect from you. Something just to eat. But when they come to you, there's no good morning, good afternoon, please can I help you? In fact, they assume that you're driving to into the dump yard. So what they will do is they'll run up to the car, and without asking, they jump into the back of your baki, or they'll stand on your tow bar just to get in. You know, as sad as it is, they don't register much. It's a bit difficult. When you look at these people, they have only one thing in mind. What can I get? I need to get something. I need to eat. And in a way, their hardships, and they've been through hardships, mistrust, a lot of things. And those things have caused them to build walls around their lives. Walls. Not a nice word, especially for this sort of thing. To build a wall around your life so that people cannot get in and you cannot see out. I'm going to read from the book of Genesis chapter, Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4 from verse 17. Therefore I say this and testify in the Lord, you should no longer walk as the Gentiles walk in the futility of their thoughts. They are darkened in their understanding, excluded from the life of God, because of the ignorance that is in them and because of the hardness of their hearts. They have become callous and gave themselves over to promiscuity, for the practice of every kind of impurity, with the desire for more and more. But that is not how you learned about the Messiah. Assuming you heard him and were taught by him, because the truth is in Jesus, you took off your former way of life, the old man that is corrupted by deceitful desires. You are being renewed in the spirit of your minds. You put on the new man, the one created according to God's likeness in righteousness and purity of the truth. Since you put away lying, speak the truth, each one to his neighbor, because we are members of one another. Be angry and do not sin. Don't let the sun go down on your anger, and don't give the devil an opportunity. The thief must no longer steal. Instead, he must do honest work with his own hands, so that he has something to share with everyone in need. No rotten talk should come from your mouth, but only what is good for the building up of someone in need, in order to give grace to those who hear. And don't grieve God's Holy Spirit, who sealed you for the day of redemption. All bitterness, anger, and wrath, insult, and slander must be removed from you, along with all wickedness. And be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving one another, just as God also forgave you in Christ. Amen. So, like I mentioned, these guys had built walls. And I think we have been building walls in our own lives. And we have taken great care in building these walls. For we think that these walls protect, they help us and protect us from what's outside. I don't know when I first began to build a wall. I think I built my wall when it occurred to me that I could keep people out of my life just by building a simple wall. The wall will be, or would kind of be, a boundary around my life, kind of a mode of protection. At first, my wall was knee high. It was quite attractive. I made these walls from precious stones that I gathered in my life. But the wall was so small that people didn't notice it. And sometimes they will stumble over my wall and fall flat on their face. And I would just laugh at them. Others saw my wall, and they'd step over it and come very close to me. But I found this to be very uncomfortable. So, what did I do? I built my wall a bit higher. This higher wall was really, really much better. So much better. But I found that some people will come and rest the arm on my wall, spend some time talking to me. Some people stayed a bit too long and spoke to me, and I found this to be quite uncomfortable. And some people were just not my kind of people. So what did I do? I took sharper stones and I edged my wall so that no one would come and talk to me. But still, people would put their hand over and have a chat. But one day enough was enough. While I was in my little world with my built wall, some crazy man jumped over and came into my premises. This made me angry. I was really mad. How can you come into my circle? So, I began to continue building. I continued in my building. And I became self-sufficient. And as time went by, no one could see into my wall, and I couldn't see out. As time went by, I realized that no one would come by anymore. No one would come and talk anymore. Some people probably walked by and didn't even notice me or my walk. Some people just stood afar and sadly watched me build my wall. And I thought, this is my wall. I put precious memories into my wall. And no one even commented. And that's when I did something. I began to hate people who looked at my wall in a negative way. I resented them. Some of my stones were just so dear to me. I polished them 7 times a day. 7 times a day. How many times do you polish your stones? Then one day I just realized that my wall was just too high. And I no longer saw anybody or hear anybody. I used to yell, "Is there anyone out there? Is there anyone out there?" And there'd be no answer. It was dark in my area, and the wall was so high that it was stuffy and stinky, and it smelled bad. I stayed there for a very long time. It was dark and it was lonely. Only the whispers of my memories would ever be heard. One day someone on the other side of the wall yelled, "Your wall is ugly. It's twisted, it's gray. And it has no shape." I didn't want to hear this. I worked hard to build that wall. I put every effort in building this wall. I liked my wall. I don't care whether you don't like my wall. I liked it. In fact, like I said, the stones were just so dear to me. But it was the day that when the flower fell at my feet, that I began to cry. I ran to the wall and climbed it to see who threw this flower over. By the time I reached the top, no one was there. I returned to my flower and I sat there for quite a while, looking at its perfections. I began to see the mistakes of my wall. Floods of tears just brought me to my knees. And immediately, I realized that my walls were too thick, too high, too heavy, and ugly. And then I cried out, "Won't someone just help me, please?" Then something had happened. A strange thing happened. Something within me began to stir. There's something I remembered of peaceful times in my past. And the stillness of my broken world I knew, God was there. There was a presence of God that would come to me, that my darkness had been penetrated by His blessed light. I stood in the joy of His presence. I knew that God watched me build my wall. He was there all along. But He allowed me to build my wall so that one day I'll really realize that I did it selfishly. A selfish waste of time. So finally, when I realized that my wall was so ugly, I began to ask the Lord, and he began to teach me. Notice that. I began to ask, and he began to teach. So God gave me a name for my stones. He said, this stone is called jealousy. You need to remove it. Sometimes I would protest. Me, jealous? No, that can't be jealousy. Lord, this is my favorite stone, anger. I saved it and cherished the stone for many years. How can I give the stone up? But when I was finally ready, God helped me to remove those stones. And so it went on. My stones called envy, resentment, childishness, stubbornness. Well, sometimes with God and the help of strangers, I was able to remove these stones. And as we remove these stones, the light began to come into my area, into my grounds, in my personal life. And one day I even felt a hand come through the wall and touch me. Then there was a stranger who walked in one day and told me that he had let God help him tear down his wall. And I told him how I suffered. And I would never forget how forsaken and lonely I felt within my wall. Yes, he said, self-pity is a terrible thing. And when he left, I found my stone of self-pity. And what would you know? It was wet with my tears. And I took my stone of self-pity and I put it aside with the other stones. So I was overwhelmed with what God had done for me, what God had taught me. And I stood on a large remaining stone, and I began to tell anyone who passed by what God had done for me. I was disgusted that although I stood on the stone and I told people of God's goodness and he can help you, people just looked at me and walked by. Not at one time did anyone ever stop to listen. In my frustrations, I laid face down. I was on the stone and it was extremely large, highly polished. And I asked God why. And he said, raise your head and look at the stone. And when I looked at the stone, I saw my face. And then I realized that this stone's name was pride. Quietly, with the help of God, we were able to remove it. Then God said a strange thing. Now you must go. I will go with you, and yet I will stay here. And I protested and I said, Lord, I want you to go with me. There's still more stones that you need to help me remove. And then God said, I will go with you. Do you remember the flower that fell at your feet or that hand that touched you? Well, you need to go out there and do the same for others that are building their own walls. You see, for to whom much is given, much is expected. Wherever you go, he will go with you. And whenever you come back here to be tempted, to remove more stones, God will be there for you. Later, I returned to my wall, and the Lord met me, and together we removed stones, more stones, fear, mistrust, hurt, and indifferences. So it was that we went forth, or I went forth, reaching out, sometimes just waiting beside somebody's wall, sometimes tossing a flower or grabbing a hand through the hole in their wall. In John chapter 21, speaks of the disciples, and as they were sitting around, Peter said, I'm going fishing. And the disciples said, I'm going with you. So they spent the whole night trying to fish. We know that Peter was a fisherman. He was. And in that night, not one little fish. And in the morning, while they were on the boat, Jesus was standing at the shore. And he said, "Children, have you caught anything?" And they didn't know it was Jesus. And they said, "Sir, no, we did not catch anything." And he said, "Well, cast your net on the other side." And when they did, who knows what happened? They got a great catch. It was a great catch. And the disciples said, "See, it is the Lord. It is the Lord." And the Bible says that Peter had his undergarments on, so he quickly put on some clothes and he dived in and he went to meet with Jesus. And when he saw Jesus, he noticed that there were coals and there was fish already prepared. Right? I want to go to just one part of the story. It is the Lord. Friends, the walls that we've been building, and that anger that we've got, and that jealousy that we've got, and that temper that we've got, and that pride that we have, and that hurts that we have, how can you overcome? By the help of the Lord. It is the Lord that can deliver you from it. It is the Lord. I want you just to bow your heads with me for a few moments. And before we even pray, with every head bowed and eye closed, so I've got four questions for you that I want you to think about while your head is bowed and as the story was related to you. Can you relate to the story of the wall? Have you been building up things? What are some of the reasons that you built walls around yourself? What are the names of some of the stones in your wall? What are the names? Are there some stones in your wall that you want to remove? With every eye still closed and head bowed, I want you to take this opportunity. Don't worry about the person. next to you. Just you and Jesus and no one else. I want you to speak to the Lord about this wall in your life and these stones that you want Him to help, that you want Him to remove for you. Just take a minute or two, quietly, speak to the Lord. Father, more than anything, we need you. Every moment of our lives, we need you, Lord. Breaking down walls that, and putting in these gems that, well, what we thought were gems, is destroying us. Father, this evening we reach out to you. We reach out to you, Lord, for help. Holy Spirit, help us. Bring down those walls. We cannot live in fear anymore. We cannot live in hurt anymore. We cannot live in bitterness anymore. Father, we need your help. We know that when a person comes to you, you'll never turn them away. We really need your help. I pray for each and every one that is here today. Those stones that have been problems in their lives, those walls, bring it down, I ask, in the name of Jesus. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we stand in agreement this evening. In Jesus' name. I pray that even as we close, that as we go into our week, that you will be with us. Father, I pray that you will give us wisdom. Father, I pray, Lord, that you will make us better people, that we will be better disciples, better Christians, Father. I pray, Lord, that we will, whatever challenges may come this week, that you will help us deal with them. I pray for safe traveling mercies in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.